It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome you to Peru, Nebraska, where tonight the Benedictine Ravens begin the 100th-ranked athletic conference season, and they're here at Peru State. Hello, we got everybody with Joseph producing and engineering at the K-Radio Sports Studios. Tom Couch with you courtside. I'm going to start you off with a tale of woe. Not only is there no internet access or flimsy telephone access or no programs, there's we're kind of doing this seat of the pants here tonight, but you know what? It's going to be just fine. Lady Ravens have already begun. 9:42 to go in the opening quarter. We're scoreless, and Benedictine putting the ball in play from their offensive baseline. Dubert will bring it in, goes to the right side to Kennedy. Nicholson works away toward the top, and comes it up to the top of the key. A little look away pass back to Dubert, tries the side of the lane. 12 with a shot clock. Back on the top, it's going to come. Jacobs looks in. The defense is there, and the ball's going to be stolen for the Ravens. They'll drive it down the court, go in right side, shot up off the window. Good to Peru State. It's broken down on top. Hamlet Ingram with two. Peru State leads it 2-0. And at 9:20 to go in the first quarter. Welcome to Peru, Nebraska, everybody. Out on top with it. Benedictine and Kennedy Nicholson. Over to the left block. Roddinghouse backs in. Twist, turns. Hook shot. Got it. Roddinghouse for two. Tied at a pair. Oh, and it's going to be a plus one as there's a foul on Peru State, Kylie Diaz. So, Kylie picking up a foul. Free throw, no good. Roddinghouse kind of banged it around a pair, but it bounces away and back up court where it will come Peru. 14-foot jump shot's going to be up and no good. And now it is going to roll in. So, give her two, and Benedict controlling a ball game at 4-2. Back up court with the basketball. Ravens down the right side with it. Nicholson lobs it over to the right. Looks in. Give and go underneath. Josie's layup. Hangs on the front limit of the rim and rolls in. Josie Weiser with two. Benedictine back in front, or rather tied now at four. Baseline jump shot, left side, no. Flat-footed rebound pulled out by Roddinghouse. Coming the other way with it, it's going to be Dubert. Benedictine is on the run. Lady Ravens in the traveling block with red and white. Peru State in the white with blue. Shot is up from the outside, well off the mark. Roddinghouse trying the long shot, won't get it to fall, and rebound to go back down. It's going to be PSU. Peru State, 18-footer straight away. Nope, rebound, pulled down underneath, followed up and home. Counting the bucket, it's going to be Kylie Diaz. Ravens trailing at 6-4. 7:50 to go in the opening quarter. Bounce pass over to the right side. Josie will swing to the baseline, cross underneath, have it rejected. Picked back up off the floor by Benedictine. Baseline three is launched by Nicholson. Nope. Offensive rebound. Runninghouse has a block. There's a travel. You bet it is. Runninghouse, I don't know what you could have been thinking. Starts to go up with a shot. Rejected. Pushed it back down to the floor. And Benedictson turns it over. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Peruba to basketball, leading by a pair. I'd love to be able to tell you something about these Peru players and the Benedictine players, but we don't have that. I'd love to give you statistics for how things are going today. We don't have that either. But say what we've got. First 150 students didn't get a free T-shirt. And that has brought some students here tonight. But then they all left. 7:23 to go in the opening quarter. Peru going to be putting the ball in play from deep at the baseline. And now they're going to reset the shot clock at 22. Bobcats putting it back in from down low. They'll lob it in. That's going to be Savannah Bingham. And now 10 seconds. Ravens don't let the ball get into the forecourt. Nice defense. Looking up behind me, Benedictine fans. Pretty good number of them. I would say probably 10 or 12 more than Peru State fans here for the ladies' game. Always nice to see the BC faithful traveling. 7:11 to go in the opening quarter. Nicholson drives across, picks up her dribble, standing in the lane, has to get rid of it, comes out on top. Dubert, she will launch the three. It fails. Rebounding it back down is going to be Jacobs. She'll lob it over for Josie, and Josie unable to reach the ball. Bounces off her fingertips and out of bounds, and Benedictine going to throw it away with 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter, trailing by two. It is 6-4, Bobcats. Peru State will bring it in from the baseline. Back over to the right side and down the floor with it. That's going to be Savannah Bingham. And now Bingham loses the handle on it. It's on the floor, and Jacobs will pick it up. Here come the Ravens. Outlet Josie. Lobs underneath, and the ball's going to be knocked away from Rottinghouse. She gets fouled. What happened there was, after turning it over on the other end of the floor, Savannah Bingham, really, that was a frustration foul. She goes down to the other end of the court. She still missed. And she was unable to control the ball and turned it over. And now coach is going to drag her out of the game. He knows that her emotions are getting in the way. 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine trying to tie it up. Feet underneath. Easy layup. Rolls in. Rottinghouse has 4 of Benedictine's 6 points. We're tied at 6. Here comes Peru State. Ingram goes right side. Into the corner. Front of the Raven bench. To 3. Far too hard. Rebounding it down is going to be Weiser. Josie slow mows it up the floor and nearly goes over and back, but Fisher doesn't call that. Weiser launches the three, and it's in. 5 for Josie, 4 for Riley, and there are your Benedictine 9 points. 9-6 Lady Ravens, 6:10 to go in quarter number one. First eight down the left side, crosses over, dishes out, comes to the top. The three is set sail, not going to happen, and the rebound is going to be slapped away from Dubert out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball. Lady Raymond's 4 minutes into the game have yet to make their first substitution. And in fact, nobody's at the scores table, but Peru State first season head coach Mike Seibrandt is going to take a timeout, and we're going to take it with him. Taking a break in Peru. 6 minutes to go, corner number one of the ladies' game. It is Benedictine 9, Peru State 6.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Welcome back. We're in Peru, Nebraska. Benedictine coming out of the timeout, called by the Lady Bobs. Here comes BC up court with it. Here's Josie over to the right side. Benedictine still has their starting 5 on the floor. Nicholson out on top. Weiser's 3. Got another one. Josie had a big game down at Rockhurst the other night and is starting off well here this evening. That'll be her second 3 of the game. So Josie with 8, and Benedictine now leading it 12-6. 5:20 to go in the first. Back over to the right side, Peru State out on top. They'll go three, and they'll get one. First three of the day for Peru State belongs to McKinley Toby. So McKinley gets that one to fall in. Here's Benedictine back up court. Lady Ravens working around against the little matchup zone. Feed goes underneath, and Roddinghouse steps inside, lays it up and in. Riley Roddinghouse and Josie Weiser have all the Benedictine 14 points. And now the Ravens are getting set to make their first substitution today. Here's a feed to the right side of the lane and going into the corner with a baseline shot for three is up and off the mark. Offensive rebound over to the left side of the lane. The follow shot, no, and a rebound is going to have a foul involved. It'll be on Nicholson. So Kennedy Nicholson, first personal foul. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. Nicole Stork coming into the game, and also Diana Moser is checking in. 4.5 to go. First quarter. Peru State coming to the free throw line, and Haley Ingram going to stand up there. Puts it on its way, rolls it around the rim. It falls on the ground. No good. One more shot for Haley. Got 2 points already tonight. Looking for a third. This one will get in there. So Haley's at 3 points now. And as a reward, she'll come out of the game as Tatum Miller. T-A-Y-D-E-M, Tatum. Tatum Miller is in. 14-10, Benedictine. 4:20 to go, and now the Ravens are going to throw it away, turn it over. It's going to be saved back underneath by Moser. Out on top, Josie goes three, rims out, no good. Rebound underneath by Miller. Here comes Peru State. Don't know how big Tatum is. Not very. Probably 5 foot two, three, one, something like that. Top of the key, shot for three. Got it. Knock it down, the three-point shot. Natasha Deal for Peru State to the Bobcats, who moment ago trailed by eight. Now are back to within a point. It is 14-13 Benedictine. Moser feeds it over to Josie. From underneath, their layup hits the bottom of the rim. Carams back straight down to the ground where Peru State picks it up and fast breaks it into the forecourt. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. BC set to make another substitution. Running to the scorer's table is going to be Michaela Bauman. Top time for Peru State is going to be Reyes. I'd ask somebody how to pronounce it here, but I'm sure no one will know. 3-point shot from the left side is going to be good for Reyes. X-Y-T-L-A-L-Y, Reyes. And she has her first points of the game in Benedictine Trails. It is 16-14, a 10-0 run for Peru State. 3 minutes ago in the first quarter. And now reaching in, a foul is going to be called on Reyes. It'll be her first team foul three. And who's coming out of the game? It'll be Josie coming out. Michaela Bauman in for Benedictine. So Moser and Bauman are out there. Nicholson and Roddinghouse. Here's a layup right side. It's going to be up a good one. Stork. Nicole Stork hits that bucket. And we're tied at 16. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Peru slides over to the right side. That's going to be Tatum. Miller, one green shoe, one orange shoe. I thought maybe she traded with a teammate who's also got one green and one orange, but they both have left foot green, right foot orange, so that's not what happened. Shot misses. Ravens rebound over to the right side. Moser travels with the ball. Moser gets the bounce pass. Starts to drive, decides not to drive, thought about driving, then goes ahead and starts to drive. And all the time, her feet are going up and down. Benedict is going to turn it over. 2 minutes and a half to go in the opening quarter. It is a 16-16 ballgame here in Nebraska. Should have stopped for a run on the way. That's what I should have done. BC is going to bring Dubert back into the game. Jacobs comes back in. They're out there with Stork and Bauman and Jacobs. Stork, Bauman, Jacobs, Moser. Here's a drive to the right side. Kicks out on top. Prove it to basketball. Here's Reyes backing it away. Shot clocks at 13, 12, 11. Rolling along here. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Topside with it. Over to the right. It's going to go Bingham. Shot clock at 4. Driving right. Running shot. Travel or foul? Going to be a foul called on Michaela Bauman. Michaela picking up foul number 1 with 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the opening quarter. And coming to the line for PSU is going to be Tate Miller. Tatum, 2 dribbles, picks it up. 2 more dribbles, picks it up, spins it, throws it, gets it. It's all a matter of doing what makes it work for you. And Miller has her first point today. 1 more shot, stops, pops, there's there. Miller gets a pair, and Benedictine trails again by 2 at 18-16. 2 minutes ago, now less than, in the opening quarter. Ravens out top side with Moser. Swings it over to Bauman. The feed underneath. The player on the floor trips a Benedictine player. Player for Peru State. The ball rolls free, and Peru will pick it up. Bomcats will take it on the left side where it's going to be Diaz. Out on top is Miller. Miller drives it up between the circles. 1.5 minutes to go. Shot clock at 16. Bruce really slowed down their offense now. Wanting to burn some time. Baseline jump shot on his way. Air ball. Rebound is going to be out of bounds, and they'll say touch last by Peru State. 1:26 to go in the opening quarter. Moser will bring it up as Stork puts the ball in play. Here comes BC. Lady Ravens over to the right side. Skip comes off on top. Little travel by Bauman. Again, I'm so confused. Bauman coming over to the left side. Was going to pass the ball and then decided, well, she wasn't going to pass the ball. And at all times, she's still running, holding the ball. And Ravens with a very obvious travel. And Peru State back up the court. 70 seconds to go in the first quarter. Up the right side with it. Speed will come top of the key. 1 dribble bounced underneath. Off the block, the shot is on its way and rolls out. No good. Wide open shot underneath for Tiara Dodd. And she fails. Benedictine down the other way. In the last minute of the opening quarter. Running baseline jump shot. Dubert won't get it. Rebound, Peru. Bombcats the other way. Tatum Miller. Outlet pass. Over the shoulder, taken down the floor. Bingham's got it. Comes off on top. 20 on the shot clock. 40 on the game clock. Back it away. Back it away. One hand push past Miller. Jumps over to the right side in front of the Benedictine bench. And we're going to get a travel over here on Savannah Bingham. A lot of very elementary errors being made by both teams. Not just one. I know it's the first game of the season, conference season, certainly not the first game of the season. Lady Ravens just coming off the win on the road to a NCAA Division II school. Shot clock and game clock separated by a second and 2/10. Here's the feed underneath, way underneath, too far underneath, the shot misses. Rebound Peru, 7 seconds, 6. Reyes up the right side with 2. Reyes to the baseline with 1. And we'll lose the handle in the Ravens. We'll have it with 0.3, and that's going to end the opening quarter. Time out of the floor, 1 quarter in the book, and Peru, Nebraska. Benedictine Slady Ravens trail the Bobcats 18-16.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here. We're in the Al Wheeler Activity Center. Very different than the old days when they had 3 north and south basketball courts and bad tartan surface on all of them and a big pool here on the north side. Pool been filled in and they put a weight room over the top of it. The half of the field house has been made into rooms. The other half is made into an east-west basketball court. And they might use it probably for volleyball or something, although I don't see any the portable standards that you see so many places that come swinging out of the rafters. So I don't see those, but probably so. Here we go. Benedictine with the basketball. Second quarter underway. Shot by Stewart. Goes up. It's rejected. Rebounding it down. Peru State. Natasha Deal. Coming up with the basketball. Gets it over to Haley Ingram. Peru going from left to right across the down in the first half. Now the ball's going to be knocked away by Dubert. She'll come up with a steal. Weaver way over to the right side. Kicks it over to Josie, who's returned to the game at the beginning of the second quarter. Baseline shot is on its way. Stork and good for three. Nicole Stork has five. So three Lady Ravens have scored. Weiser, eight. Rodinghouse, six. Stork, five. And Benedictine is up one at 19-18. Baseline jump shot, good for three. And that'll be the first point of the game by Savannah Bingham. 21-19, Ravens down a pair. We're a minute gone in quarter number two. For Peru State, five is a high-scoring mark, and that's Michaela Toby. Here's a pass over to Josie, and apparently she took her eye off the ball or something because it just went between her hands and rolls out of bounds. Back it'll come to Peru State. 8:49 to go, first half. Nicholson looks down at coach and then starts looking around trying to decide who she's to guard. And I believe she's supposed to have Toby up here. Here's a shot from the left side for three. Kicks out, no good. Rebound, Tubers. Lauren. Transfer out of Kansas Newman in Wichita. Tries to reverse layup, but unable to be successful with it, and we will have a foul. On the effort at the rebound, the foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. And for Jennifer, only her first, so not bad. Picking up foul number one with 2:8:23 to go in the first half. Stork comes out of the game for Benedictine. Back in will come Riley Rodinghouse. So you've got Dubert and Nicholson out there, Weiser, Jacobs, and Rodinghouse. Coach Folsom starting five, and as the ball comes down the floor, coming in late, coming in from behind, and picking up a foul is going to be Rodinghouse. Riley, over the back. Foul number one for her. Team foul two in the second quarter by Benedictine. Coming to the free throw line, here's Peru State. Free throw's good. And a shot by McKinley Toby allows her to continue to be her team's leading scorer. She's at six now. Second free throw. Got them both. 23-19 Peru State. 8:10 to play in the first half. Women's college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. NAIA women's ball. Running baseline floater is going to be good by Nicholson. Her first point of the game. Kennedy Nicholson inside, eight to go in the half. 23-21. Peru in front. Cross court they go. The uncontested three is going to be passed up. And then a turnover, an offensive foul by Ingram. It's going to be, well, it's not going to be on Ingram. It's not going to be on zero. It's going to be a 1-0. Natasha Deal. BC with the basketball, looking to come from behind to tie this thing up. But with a long shot, they could take a lead. Down a pair here. Cross court is going to go. Back out on top. Nicholson, the three. Way too hard. Doesn't draw iron. Goes over the rim. And a rebound is going to be cleared away. Ingram coming up the floor with it. Taking it down the left side in front of the home bench. Home crowd on the far side. As for me, I'm on the scorer's table. The BC bench to my immediate right. Scorekeeper to my left. And beyond them, the Peru State benches. And now the Ravens are going to pick up the loose basketball off the floor. Benedictine runs. Josie down court. Dubert on top. Goes three. Misses three. Rebound underneath Peru State. McKinley Toby will sweep it away. Outlet pass into the front court. Ingram will take it on the right side. Look out here right in front of Coach Folsom and Coach Connolly. Here's a running one-hand underhand shot. No rebound, Benedictine. Weiser down the floor. Dishes it right. The feet in the middle. Jennifer up and good for two. Jacob's first point of the game at 6:40 to go in the first half. We're tied again now at 23. Peru State will dash it over to the left side. Benedictine will stand in the little player D. Here's a long shot up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Nicholson. Shoot, trying to push it up the floor. Works her way to the left side. Lobs underneath for Jacobs. And Jacobs gets double teamed. She had no shot there. Well defended. Out on top to Josie, who is not defended. Hits the three. Josie Weiser's third three. And she's in double figures with 11. And Benedictine going to take a timeout. Taking a break. Joseph, 6:08 to go. Opening half of the women's game. Guys game coming up next.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Nebraska, we welcome you back again to college basketball this evening on Care Radio. Lady Ravens with 6:08 to go in the opening half have taken a 3-point lead, a 26-23. And Peru State putting in place coming out of the timeout, taking it down the left side. They're going to bring it up the floor. Ravens continue to press. They're having a hard time getting it across midcourt. Clock running, and they are not going to make it. They're going to give it to them. They'll say they get across midcourt. Top side with it is going to be Tatum Miller. Shot clock's already at 10. Raven defense did not allow them up the floor very easily. Lob pass over to the right side. Drive it in. Leaning, pushing, shooting, scoring. Look at Tyler Diaz. 4 points, Diaz. And it's 26-25. Benedictine by one. And it's Nicholson. Comes up the floor, a smirk and a grin by Tatum Miller. She knows she reached in. I think she knew full well also that what she was trying to do is just get the parameters here. What's the officiating group going to let me do? What are they not going to let me do? So she pushed it until she found out where that limit came in. BC inbounds underneath, over to the left side. Alone, the three, air ball. Way too strong by Dubert. Here comes through. Outlet, right side, driving in, going in and up in traffic and knocking it down. That was a tough shot by McKinley Toby. Now Peru goes in front, 27-26. Benedictine throws it away on the other end. Bombcats looking to stretch their lead. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Down court, PSU, look over to the right side by Tatum Miller. Benedictine going to bring multiple players into the ballgame at the next dead ball opportunity. On the right side, it's going to be Toby. Through, out on top with Diaz, kind of goes across the lane, goes left side, but a baseline three is nicely done. Natasha Diaz, her second three of the game. Ravens down four, 30-26. It is the largest lead of the game, I believe, for Peru State. Benedictine has been up by as many as eight before Peru went on a 10-0 run. Ravens three-point shot misses. Rebound, Dubert, open from 15, follows it, misses, rebound, Peru. Tomcats coming the other way. I got a feel that Benedictine's shooting percentage is not very good, but we'll never know what that number is exactly, but I don't think it's very good right now. Doesn't feel like it. Little head fake on top, to drive into the lane, and the shot does not fall, but a Raven foul is called. And a whistle on Riley Roddinghouse will be her second foul of the game, both of them having come here in the second quarter. Into the game for the Lady Ravens, going to be Nicole Stork. And also checking in is going to be Carmen Morales. Carmen into the game for the first time. So Lady Ravens have not used a ton of players here today. That first free throw is up and good. And McKinley Toby is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. One more shot. It's not good. Very wide to the right side. In fact, what are we going to have? Okay, the big break here. Lane violation against Benedictine Morales, who just came into the game, had just come into the lane too quickly. The Ravens are going to give Toby another shot, and she will miss again. Here comes BC with the basketball. Lady Ravens up the floor, inside four to go in the first half, and they trail. Three-point shot, Nicholson, Rebound underneath, Dubert blocked. Rebound underneath, kick outside where Kennedy goes three. No. Another Raven miss. Another offensive rebound. Around to the left side. Nicholson says, give it to me again. No. Rebound tipped away out of bounds. Where's it going? Peru State. So the Ravens got five maybe shots at goal. None of them able to go in. And Peru State, with 3.5 to go in the opening half, is in control of the basketball, leading at 31-26. Women's College basketball this evening here on CARE Radio, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Hey, how about that, Joseph? Guys game coming up after this one. Now in the fourth quarter to basketball, Peru State gets doubled up on the near side. They try to trap, and the bounce pass is going to go into the middle, and the Ravens are going to steal it away. Stork comes away with the ball. They're just kind of rolling up the court. Dumps it over to Dubert. She'll drive right side, kicks it up to whatever scores. Lauren Dubert's first point of the game with 3:10 to go in the first half. BC back quickly on defense, and the pass up the floor is knocked free, and Ravens are going to come up with the loose basketball. So these two teams, again, don't know any numbers. A lot of turnovers, playing pretty free and easy with the basketball here tonight. Now here's a feed underneath to Morales. She loses a handle on it. It's on the floor, and she's going to be tied up by a player a foot shorter than her. Jump ball, possession, Peru. 31-28. Peru State with the ball in the lead. Benedictine is going to take Nicholson out of the game, and as she moves herself over to the bench, Lady Rams are going to bring Diana Moser back in. So BC's two new international students are both in the game simultaneously, as Diana Moser and Carmen Morales. Here's a spinning shot. Nope. Rebound tipped again. Morales at 6'3". Able to just outreach the Peru State defenders, and Benedict's going to come up with a missed shot. Ravens back up court, still down three. Feet underneath, and the shot good for Stork. That is her 7th point. And Benedictine is within a point. And now the cross-court pass is loose. Players dive on it. A scrum for the loose basketball results in a jump called possession Benedictine. Benedictine. 31-30. Murray St. But the Ravens have the basketball and an opportunity to take their first lead since 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Way up high, Morales playing at that high post. Starts to drive down the right side of the lane. Takes a couple three steps, and they're going to say there was a foul. And that may have been part of the reason that there was an extra step or two in there, had she been bumped around. Kami Diaz, foul number 2. BC will put it into the baseline. Team fouls are really not many. 3 apiece on both subs. Minute 45 to go in the first half. Stork, right side, falling away. Shot, no. Rebound, Peru, and Diaz gets it up to Ingram. Ingram slides down the right side, working in front of the BC bench, all the way down to the baseline corner. The feed, top side. Off the right block, no shot available. Back out on top, shot clock at 15, plenty of time. Now big collision. Ball handler's going to fall to the floor, and Benedictine will pick it up. Up the floor it comes. It's going to be looking for Stork, but batted away. Stolen back by Peru State. They'll transition to the other end of the court with 75 seconds left in the first. Baseline right. The drive across down low. And the Ravens are going to steal it back here at 6:02. 1 minute to play. First half, left-handed shot goes up for Morales, but she got fouled. Benedictine is going to return Josie into the game. Also coming back in is going to be Nicholson. And checking out for Benedictine, both Ballman and Dubert. Raymond's coming to the free throw line, and stepping up there is going to be Carmen Morales, who looks for her first point this evening. 1 minute exactly to go in the first half. Free throw airborne, in and out. Still a chance to tie this thing up. Always good to see old friends, so I got to see one tonight. Second free throw, perfect. Morales ties the game at 31 with her first point tonight. Randy Gatula, longtime broadcaster for Peru State and well-known all around Southeast Nebraska here at the game tonight. So it's always good to see Randy. He's been doing this for a minute. Ball's going to be knocked out of play, and with 46 seconds left, it'll be Peru State putting it in play. Bobcats have the ball deep in the Benedictine offensive end. It's loose on the floor and saved down low by Diaz. Plenty of time. Shot clock at 15, game clock at 35. Pass comes out on top. Diaz. Shot clock at 10. Top side to Reyes. Reyes can't get a shot away. Up to Miller. Shot clock at 4. Miller drives right, goes in, goes up. No. Offensive rebound, no. Offensive rebound, reverse layup. Got it in there somehow. And is that a plus one? The officials are going to confirm. I think they're also conferring about shot clock violation, possibly or not. Okay. No indication. So what we've got there is the bucket that's good. Going to give that one to Reyes. And Benedictine coming up the court. 8 seconds, 7. Approaching halftime. Reeves with the ball down 2. Out on top with 3. Josie feeds in the lane. Back and in. Morales hooks out of the buzzer. No good at point blank range. We've come to halftime. We'll be back here at Al Wheeler Activity Center to summarize the opening half for you. These two teams are headed for the locker room in the ladies game. It's Peru State 33, Benedictine 31.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Nebraska, where the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we got a men's game coming up here on Care Radio with an anticipated tip-off of about 7:30-ish, something like that. Let's take a look at the scoring in the opening game here at halftime, the girls' game. For Peru State, leads by a pair, 31-33 for the Lady Bobcats. McKinley Toby, she leads away with 10 points tonight. Natasha Dio has a half a dozen, it's 5 for Reyes. Kelly Diaz has 4, 3 apiece for both Haley Ingram and Savannah Bingham, and Tatum Miller with 2. For the Benedictine Ravens, BC also with 1 player in double-digit scoring. That would be Josie Weiser. Josie has 11, and pretty nice game again from the perimeter. She's already gotten 3 threes tonight. Following her, it is Nicole Stork, who has come off the bench to score 7. Riley Rottinghouse with a half a dozen. All 6 of her points came in the opening quarter. 2 apiece for Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert. So the Ravens starting guard, 1-2-2-0, have combined for 1 basket each. Also Jennifer Jacobs. So the Ravens starting 1, 2, and 4, each with 1 basket. And off the bench, Carmen Morales with a point on 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Looking at the fouls, you know, not a deal. Bruce Dates got kind of Diaz with a couple of fouls, and for Benedictin, Riley Rodinghouse with two, no one else with more than one. And again, no, neither team was really having any trouble fouling or being called for fouls. And as I try valiantly and desperately to come up with some kind of internet connection here in Peru, Nebraska, it's going to not be easy. Okay. Nikola Tesla would not be able to come up with internet connection here. Tell you what, the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we got that one coming up, as I mentioned a moment ago. Benedictine and Peru State as the Heart of America Athletic Conference season begins here tonight. Speaking of that, we're going to be back and bring in the second half of the ladies' game and then the guys. But right now, with that intermission score, Peru State's the Lady Bobcats 33, Benedictine 31. Back we go to our man Joseph at Care Sports Studio. He has your halftime.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison. Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule and also the MSC Radio Network sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow night, we will have Sports Look right over here at KAIR 93.7, and that normally starts right around 5:15 to 5:20. Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Join us for Sports Look immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday evenings. Over on KTNC, we'll have Sports Nightly that starts at 6 p.m. And on KNZA and KMZA, 92.1 and 103.9, we're going to have college basketball as it is K-State versus LSU. Tip-off is 8 p.m. Pre-game starts right around 7 p.m. Friday night, we will not have football here at KAIR, but over on KNZA 103.9, we will have Nemaha Central at Osage City. KMZA 92.1 will have Centralia at St. Mary's Colgan. And over on the Cobra Channel and KOZA, that's 96.9, and you can hear it in most of the area down a little bit south of us and just a little bit north of us here in Atchison. We'll have Rossville at Jackson Heights. You can also find it online on the Cobra Channel by going to the mscsports.net website and clicking on the Listen Live tab. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three canning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Now, of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention that over here on KAIR 93.7, coming up this Saturday, we'll have Benedictine College football action as they are taking on William Woods. Tune in right around 12:45 or so for the 1 p.m. kickoff of that game as the Ravens are taking on William Woods. Taking a look at the scores in women's basketball at this instance, at about halftime, we've got Grandview leading Park 40-38. Culver Stockton is leading UHSP 68-32. Mid-America Nazarene and Central Methodist are meeting up tonight. It's Mid-America Nazarene's night so far at 42 points to Central Methodist's 23. In the Graceland Clark game, it is Clark at 36 points to Graceland's 33. Mount Mercy is leading William Penn 34-27. And in the Missouri Valley Baker game, Missouri Valley's on top at this halftime. It is Missouri Valley 34 to Baker's 26. And in this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Peru State at 33, Benedictine at 31. I'll be back in just a moment to take a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 58. Lows dip down to about 34. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, and highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr. It's currently 50 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 44 out there. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 19 miles per hour. Relative humidity 91%. The dew point 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.85 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside right after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Nebraska, everybody. Thank you so much to our man, Joseph, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio, taking great care of all of us at halftime. Getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game here, 33-31. Peru State in front of Benedictine here in game one of the 2024-25 Heart of America Athletic Conference basketball season. Sportsbook tomorrow night, as Joseph was saying. Friday night, there's high school football around, but not on the 93.7, but Saturday, we're launching out to the land of Churchill. Benedictine is going to be at William Woods Saturday, 1 o'clock ball game. Here ready to pregame at about 12:45-ish Saturday afternoon, game 11, final game of the regular season for the Ravens, who are looking to be postseason bound. But right now, the matter at hand, college basketball, Peru State will have it in play to begin the second half, but as quickly as that, it is up, it is in. Kayla Diaz has her sixth point tonight. 35-31, Peru State. Back it in, hook shot blocked out of the hands of Riley Roddinghouse. Benedictine with its starting five, Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. 9:20 to go in the opening, or in the third quarter. Shot up in the lane, no good. Josie coming out with a rebound. She brings it up the floor, backs away. Wants to get that three shot away, but a defender gets up in front of her. Passed over to the left side of the lane, turning around. The shot is going to be up and good. Roddinghouse, her eighth point of the game. 35-33, and we're 1 minute into the third quarter. Peru State bringing it down the floor, way up topside with it. Natasha Deal goes left side of the free throw line. And a little backdoor pass from Kylie Diaz. She was looking for Savannah Bingham, but it gets away. Luckily for Peru, a Raven in an effort to save it in bounds, touches it last. It'll be Bobcat basketball there on baseline. 12 on the shot clock. It comes in, falling away. The shot hooked up and in, Natasha Deal. 37-33, Peru State. Skip pass over to the right side to Josie Weiser, who's now in front of the Benedictine bench as Lady Ravens are going to go from left to right here in the second half. Way out on top, Dubert plays off the screen from Roddinghouse, skips it over to the left to Jacobs, back to Dubert, shot from the baseline, rattles in for three. Lauren Dubert, that is her second bucket tonight. 37-36. Benedictine right back to within a point. 8:10 to go in the third quarter. Top side with it for Peru. That's going to be Ingram. Baseline right to Toby. Out on top, Ingram. Dubert reaches in to try to steal it away, but no dice, and a shot missing, and a Ravens rebounding it down. As you can hear, just as that shot was taken, the shot clock elapses. Outlet pass for Rodinghouse, knocked away and out of bounds. BC will have it in at their baseline. Raven men's team on hand, ready to go. Game two tonight will feature them. Here's Peru State back on defense. Ravens, right side Rodinghouse. Wants a drive, can't. Brings it to Josie. Top side again to Duvert. Seven on the shot clock. Lauren in trouble, loses it out on top. The three, nope. Rebound, Peru State. Hannah Ingram's able to rip it away and bring it up the floor herself. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Ingram slows it down to the right-hand dribble. Hard dribble, about shoulder-high dribble. Very deliberate, very intense. The feed to the free throw line goes to Diaz. Left side wide open. Deal three gets it. Uncontested. Natasha Deal. And Coach not real satisfied. He's going to make quickly maybe three. No, he's going to make it just two players racing to the scorer's table after that possession, where it is now 40-36. Lady Bobcats. For the second time in the second half, they go up four. Three for Nicholson. Nope. Miller coming up with a rebound, brings it up the court herself, dumps it over to the right side for the driving layup. It's got to be up and crawl over the front lip of the rim for McKinley Toby. Toby's got a dozen. 42-36. Ravens down a half a dozen. As Josie gets up the floor, she's going to be fouled by Savannah Bingham. Now, that's going to be your first foul of the second half by either team. Ravens are going to take out Jacobs, and they're taking out Rodinghouse. End of the game, we'll see Nicole Stork. And could be Carmen Morales coming in. Out on top, Josie, three-pointer. Off the window and good, and she comes up the court with a big old smile going, we will take them how we can get them. That was a big shot for the Lady Ravens. Makes it 42-39, cuts that Bobcat lead in half. And we got an offensive foul. 6 minutes to go. Third quarter. 42-39, Peru State. Again, not a very big crowd. Lady Ravens have as good a crowd as the home team does, in spite of giving away free T-shirts. Here's a three for Josie. Won't happen. Rebound Morales. Tries to horse it up. She's in trouble. Can't get away. That was just great defense underneath there. Coach, you can hear Coach Folsom. He's wanting a foul. And that was good defense on the other end of the court by Benedictson, who's driving down the floor. McKinley Toby leaned in. The defender just kind of did that matador thing, stepped away. Toby, thinking she was going to have contact, had none, stumbles forward, and the Ravens are going to get the ball back. But well, first, going to have a timeout. Timeout taken by Coach Seibrant. For Peru State, Joseph, we're going to enjoy it with 5.5 to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game, where it is Peru State 42, Benedictine 39.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
I was just checking and asking if there's any, Care Radio local athletes on his Peru State team. And in fact, yes, there are a couple. None of them have really played yet today. Ari Vonderschmidt is a 5'11 sophomore from Falls City, Nebraska, out of Sacred Heart High School. And also for Peru State, as the Ravens get the ball in the middle, we get a layup. It's going to be up and good for Josie. Saratoga having another good game. It is 42-41 Peru State. Also, for Peru State, you've got Tierra Dodd here at Peru. Shot is up. No follow shot and a Raven foul. Tierra Dodd is a 5'9" sophomore from Holton out of Holton High School. And kind of out of the fringe, Lexi Barnes is a sophomore from Alma, Kansas. That's right, the Stone Post capital of the world. She went to Waubunsee High School. First free throw is on its way, is unsuccessful for Haley Ingram. One more shot coming up for the guard. Second one is going to be good. So Ingram gives her team a two-point lead. It is 43-41, midpoint exactly of the third quarter. Here comes Benedictson. Maddie Ravens will bring it up. They'll work left, the feet across, and mishandled by Stork, who just kind of is going a little too fast for her ability to control the basketball, and it gets away and rolls out of bounds at the baseline. Back up with Wacom Peru State. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats with a basketball, leading it by only a pair, 43-41. Neither team's ever had a big lead. Benedictine led early in the game at 14-6, so they had an 8-point lead. And Peru State has led by 6 one time. And that was just earlier this quarter. Here's a shot from the baseline, and I suspect a blocking foul, perhaps on Stork. Let's see. It will be two shots, and it is Nicole Stork. It will be foul number 2 for Nicole. Peru State at the free throw line. The front half is going to be up and rather short. And Kali Reyes. How's that, Kali? You like that? Jumped right on that. Kali Reyes can't get the first one, but I love the shoes. Second free throw, got him. That makes it 44-41, Lady Bobcats. Still a one-possession ball game with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Lauren Dubert down the floor with it. Works left, works right, back left, into the lane, dumps over, baseline, Nicholson, three, yeah, ties the game, Kennedy Nicholson. That is her first three and only her second bucket tonight. And it is 44-44 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. First game with a basketball up top side, little crossing underneath. It's going to be batted free, stolen away. Here comes Benedictine and Dubert. Lauren racing down the court, goes coast to coast, stops, leans in, falls away, shoots and scores. Dubert for two, and the Ravens are in front. Lauren Dubert, 7 points. And it's 46-44, Benedictine. Kayden Miller, three, nope. Rebound, Nicholson. BC is now getting a little momentum. They've taken the lead back. They've got the ball. Running down the court. Dumps it over to the left side to Stork. Into the corner to Dubert. Steps inside the ring. Puts up. Hits two more. Dubert has found the ring. 7 in the quarter. 9 in the game for Lauren. And it is 48-44. 3:10 left in the third. Critical possession for Peru. They got a score here, and they don't. Ravens come down with a basketball. Here comes BC. Nicholson, one-on-one. Coast to coast. Misses the layup. Rebound, Josie, in traffic, gets fouled. Fisher's going to make his way over to the scorer's table, and the foul is going to be on Natasha Deal. It'll be her second. And for Peru State, it'll be team foul 2 here in the third quarter. Again, not many fouls being called tonight. They're letting them play a little bit in Nebraska. 2:57 to go in the third quarter. You just heard the official standing right here beside me asking for 20 on the shot clock. Dubert left side, pushes off, and there's the offensive foul. Good job by the official. Guess the official's all right. So Lauren Dubert, foul number 1, and for Benedictine, it'll be the third quarter foul. Back up court, Peru State. Racing down the floor, wide open, baseline left. There it is. Completely independent as Benedictine had overcommitted into the middle of the floor. And that was the Holton native, Tiara Dodd, hitting it for 2. 48-46. Raven three won't drop. Diana Moser had just come into the game and launched that one. Can't get it to fall and back up the other way. PSU, the feed to the baseline, going to be knocked away. Kicking it is going to be Morales. She gets the block. She gets the steal. Here come the Ravens. 48-46, Benedictine. 2:10 left in the third quarter. You know this is coming down to the final possession or so, right? Josie's pass cross court is loose. It's on the floor. It's rolling to the other end and getting out of bounds down there. It is going to be Bobcat basketball. That's got Coach Folsom out on the floor saying, whoa, 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 it goes the other way, but the officials will confer, and I don't think they're going to flip this. They're going to reset the shot clock to 30, and they're not going to change possession. It'll belong to Peru State. Bobcats have the basketball, turning it by two. In off the block. Shot is up and a foul on Nicole Stewart. Quickly, she earns her third foul. Three for Stewart, four by Benedictine. And I suppose Nicole comes out, yeah. Back into the game, Jennifer Jacobs. And at the line, Natasha Deal. She hasn't had a free throw tonight. Hits her first one. Twelve points now for Natasha. Second free throw will be a little short. And on the rebound, Morales. And we will have a foul. Morales got fouled underneath the goal. That was kind of a weird foul as a much smaller Savannah Bingham. Savannah's 6'7", something like that. And Morales is very tall. Anyway, the smaller player commits the foul. Benedictine up the court with it with a minute 42 to go in the third. Left side, Duber, up and good. Lon Duber, he's having a great second half. 9 of the second half and 11 of the ball game for Lauren. And Peru back down the floor with the basketball with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And driving to the rim, a foul by Benedictine. Foul is going to be on Morales. And Carmen for BC, the 6'3" freshman from Spain, will have her first foul. Free throw rolls around, it goes in. Natasha Deal. 13 points for Natasha. And that one does not go. Morales with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Outlet Josie. She wants to go into the middle to Jennifer. There it is. Jacobs backs. Jumps on top. Moser's three. Way wide right. Rebound. Morales pushes way too hard. Josie battling for the rebound. And are we getting a jump or what are we going to get here? Yeah. That was a good job by Josie Weiser. She got in there. She was badly out of position. She was behind the player and reached around her with both arms. But was holding on to the basketball. So, Ravens are going to have it in play on the jump ball. Shot clock back at 20. BC brings it in all alone, playing off the screen and an easy two for Jennifer Jacobs. That is only the fourth point of the game for Jennifer Jacobs. Benedictine now leading it by four in the last minute of the third quarter. First eight drives around to the right side, goes back out on top, three-pointer, dead away, shot is up and good. Natasha Deal. It is 52-51 Benedictine. 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. BC being very patient, and they brought all the way up to the high post Carmen Morales, and now the shot from underneath is going to be up and good. Jennifer Jacobs getting two more. Shot clock's off. Peru State with a basketball. Late moments of the third. Ravens by three. Peru doesn't have to have a three. They'd like one, but they would take a couple here. 6 seconds, five. Driving in, the shot goes up, and That was a real hustle play by Natasha Deal. The foul is going to be whistled on Carmen Morales. A couple of fouls by Carmen, and coming to the free throw line, Peru State. They can get to within one. Natasha Deal is 2 out of 4 at the free throw line tonight. But this third quarter has been fantastic for her. Free throw, short. Points in the game, and 10 of them have come here in the third quarter per deal. This one, no, misses them both. And the ball's going to get away, get out of play, and they're going to say it's off Benedictine. So Peru State will have it in at their baseline. No, now they're going to say they turn it around. They're going to say Benedictine will have it in play. Deep in the backcourt, 2.7 to go in the third. Jacobs will inbound. She'll bring it to Dubert. On the floor once, twice, three times, gets bumped, and there's a foul before the buzzer. It will not be a shooting foul. It's just going to be a matter of the accounting and seeing who's going to be on. And with that said, three quarters are in the book. We'll be back in Peru. The fourth quarter of the girls' game coming up. It'll be a great one. The score, Benedictine 54, Peru State 51.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And the official comes over and just talks to me and says, okay, that foul happened before the end of the third quarter. So the Ravens are going to be putting it in play with 0.4. All right, Dubert's going to be putting it in. You got to get it to somebody to just tip it at the buzzer. So lob across. Josie's up. And then it's not going to work. And so Ravens give it a go. And there is the official end of the third quarter. We're going to hang on to it right here because if it'll give us some opportunity to do the housekeeping to get everybody up to date with what's going on here in the Al Wheeler Activity Center. Looking at the scoring in the ball game for Peru State, wow. Natasha Deal had a huge quarter. She had 10 points in the third and now leads her team with 16 points. The only other Peru State player in double-figure scoring is McKinley Toby. She's got a dozen. Following them, it drops pretty dramatically. 6 points for Kali Reyes. 6 points for Kylie Diaz. You've got, four in the first half for Haley Ingram. 3 so far tonight for Savannah Bingham. And 2 each for both Tatum Miller and Holton's own daughter, Tiara Dodd. For Benedictine, Lady Ravens. Big, big game so far for Josie Weiser. She's now at 16 points this evening. Double-figure scoring also for Benedictine as Lauren Dubert has reached 11. It is an 8-point game so far for Riley Roddinghouse. Nicole Stork with 7, 6 for Jennifer Jacobs, and 5, Kennedy Nicholson. Here we go to the fourth quarter. Lady Ravens in front, 54-51. Peru in and up and scores that quickly. Diaz has 8. 54-53. Lady Ravens hanging on to that single-point lead. Right side, Jacob, shot blocked, and there's going to be a foul called as Jennifer sprawls to the floor. Foul is going to be whistled on Natasha Deal. It'll be her first and her third and team foul one of the fourth quarter. Ravens are going to bring Roddinghouse back into the game. Roddinghouse is going to check in as Carmen Morales steps off. First shot right in there. Jennifer Jacobs now at 7 points. Jennifer Jacobs, the 6'1 senior from Capen in Wichita. Second shot, got them both. So Jennifer Jacobs at 8 points. It is 56-53 Benedictson. Here's a three, left side, baseline shot, up and won't go in. Kennedy Nicholson sweeps it down. Here come the Lady Ravens racing into the forecourt. Kennedy all the way to the top of the key, feeds it over to the right block. Jacobs across, tucks back out on top of the free throw line. Dishes it over, Rodinghouse, 15-footer, nope, rebound per state. Bingham's going to sweep it down. Lady Bobcats, motion, first to the right side, now to the left. Working out on top, flashing their picks. Kylie Diaz to the top. Right side to the goal again to Bingham, who dumps it into the corner. The open three fails. Rebound, Benedictine. Coming up with the basketball is Dubert. Not only with a rebound, up the floor, kicks it over. Three, Josie, no. Rebound, Peru. And again, no idea what the shooting numbers are here tonight. They are for Singer. A lot of up and down, 56-53. Bobcats back over to the left side. Down the side of the lane where the layup is going to be up and good. Kylie Diaz, double-figure scoring with 10. 56-55. This is quite the game coming right down to the late moments. And again, you just had the vibe that that's what was going to happen here. And now a collision, and I believe we're going to get an offensive foul, and we are against Benedictine. The foul on Jennifer Jacobs. It is her second. Coach Folsom went to take a timeout. And Joseph, I think it's a great plan. Let's do it. Timeout here in Nebraska with 8:13 to go in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 56, Peru State 55.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Minutes and 13 seconds to go in the ladies' game with the guys' game yet to follow. Happy to have you with us on CARE Radio this evening. First eight with the basketball, trailing in the game by one. Around the right side with it is going to go Savannah Bingham. Side of the lane, drives and shoots and scores. Bingham has five and Peru has a lead. It is 57-56. Inside eight to go. Now, Kennedy Nicholson goes baseline and scores. Kennedy just says, I'm going to do this, and took it right in, down the right side, drove the line. BC back up, 58-57. Backdoor pass gets away, and Peru is not going to be able to track it down and keep it in play. Benedictine will have it back. Again, Nicole Stork into the game for the Lady Ravens. So let's set that Raven 5 out there. We've got Josie Weiser, Kennedy Nicholson. I have Riley Rodinghouse, Nicole Stork, and Lauren Dubert. Nicholson out on top, Rodinghouse. Josie wanted it on top. Rodinghouse says, no, I need you to go across underneath. And Dubert will take the ball, drive baseline, off the win and score it. Lauren Dubert, 13. And Benedictine, back up three at 60. To 57. 7 minutes to go. This game has been so close. Neither team has been able to put together much of a lead. Each team has had a lead. And now off the ball, a foul. And it is going to be, I believe, Stork. That is four fouls on Nicole Stork. Four fouls to go with 7 points. Out of the game, Josie Weiser. Out of the game, Nicole Stork. Benedictine is going to bring Jacobs back in. And also into the game is going to be Michaela Bauman. Michaela saw a little PT early in the game. Not much. And now, Hold on a minute. If it's a stop play, and not sure what's going on here. But anyway, he's sitting both teams over to their respective benches as they talk it over. So, Joseph, let's take a break. Here we go. 6:44 to go.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Back with you here at the Al Wheeler Activity Centers, where the officials have sent the teams to their respective benches as they've gone to the review, and they are going to determine if there was a foul not called. And now they're going to switch out officials and review it once again as they do, so that all three in the group get to have an opportunity to have some input on whether or not there's a call going to be made. Guys game coming up here in a little bit. We're expecting a 7:30 start. We should be able to get that, I think, right on time. So that's all good. 6:44 to go in this ladies game. 14 on the shot clock right now. All that is contingent on any foul that they may or may not be calling. And the potential subsequent reset of a shot clock, if that is warranted. A lot of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. I'd be talking to you about those if there was internet in Nebraska. But there's not. Still a lot of corn in the fields, though. A lot of rain coming down. And I'll tell you what else they have up here while we're just waiting for the officials. They do have one thing here that Benedictine does not have. Are you ready for this? Football practice. At night, under the lights. All right, there you go. You heard the official. Incidental contact. Play on. I like that. Not like Garth, who says party on. This is play on. Brewer's going to be putting it in play. Shot clock at 11, 10, 9. Baseline left. Fall away jump shot. Perfect. Oh, what a pretty shot. From the left side. Knocking it down is going to be Tara Dodd. Her fourth point of the game. It is 60-59. Benedictine by one. 6:25 to go. Yeah. Brewer State out there practicing football under the lights tonight. Around to the left side. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Shot clock at 7. Dubert forces up a shot, and wow, I was fortunate for her that she was able to draw that foul. The whistle's going to be on Kali Reyes. It's going to be a couple of fouls by Kali, and it's going to be team foul 2 by Peru State. So 2 fouls Benedictine, 2 fouls Peru State, and at the line, Lauren Dubert, who has not had a free throw this evening, and the first one is good. 14 points, Lauren Dubert. And that's after a slow start. Nothing in the opening quarter and only 2 at halftime. She'll hit both of those. 15 points, Lauren Dubert. 62-59, Benedictine at the 6-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Burr with it over to the right side, comes out on top. Now the ball batted away, and Bauman, did she steal it? Oh, wasn't able to get it controlled in. Great job by McKenna to slap a ball free. But unable to get control of it before it had gotten back out of bounds. It'll belong once again to Peru State for the shot clock. Has now been down to 15, 14, 13 as they get it in play. Over to the left side with it. Going to be Dodd out on top to Toby. Shot clock at 4. Dodd will launch a three. Wow! The net goes to move. What a shot, Tierra Dodd! And it is 62-62. We're starting over with 5.5 to go. Benedictson underneath. The shot is up. And they're going to wave it off. They're going to say a timeout taken before the shot went up. And we're taking a break, Joseph. 5:22 to go in the ball game. Benedictson 62, Peru State 62.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Back with you is Benedictine. Coming out of the timeout, we'll put the ball in play. It is 62-62. Jump shot, Dubert, no. Rebound, Rottinghouse. Ravens are going to keep it alive. Dubert with another three. No. Rebound on the floor, and a foul. Players from each team hitting the hardwood. Foul is going to be on for State's McKinley Toby. It'll be her first foul. It'll be team foul three by PSU. I'm kind of wondering what happened to McKinley Toby. She had 10 at halftime, played a little in the third quarter, not much since. Has only scored 2 second-half points. Here's a three. Nicholson, no. Rebound underneath Ingram. Peru State with a chance at a lead. Inside five to go in the ball game. Bobcats topside. Ingram three. Yes. Haley Ingram. Peru State goes up 65-62. 4:40 left. Coach Folsom has got a couple of players sitting up here at the scorer's table ready to check into the next dead ball opportunity. Out on top, it's going to be Nicholson. Back over to the right side. Driving in, feeding across, baseline, out on top. Kennedy, it's on its way, it's three, it's no good. Rebound, Peru. McKinley Toby with another rebound. 4:15 to go. Peru State's Lady Bobcats with the basketball, leading it by three at 65-62. The feed to the right block. On the floor, one-time shot blocked by Rottinghouse. It's going to go out of bounds off Peru. That was a superb defensive play by Riley. And Benedictson is going to bring Nicole Stork into the game with her four fouls. They're going to bring Cameron Morales in at 6'3", and they're going to bring in their leading scorer tonight, Josie Weiser. She's got 16 points. 4 minutes to play in the game. Ravens on offense, and a miscommunication. Dubert comes down the floor. Stork runs the other way, and Dubert's pass is to a vacant spot on the floor and bounces out of bounds into the students on the far side. Peru State brings it back up court. So Benedictine not even getting a shot on that possession. Bobcats down the lane. Shot off the window. Nope. Rebound. Slap that on top, and they'll say Peru State stepped on the baseline trying to save that in. Good hustle down there by Kylie Diaz. Here's Benedictine. Right side, Nicholson. No room. Out on top, Morales travels. No whistle. Goes in and up and missed the driving layup. Uncontested underhand layup from the right side of the lane. It's too strong. Goes back over the top of the rim. Shot clock gets reset at 20. The Ravens with 3:27 left in the game. Trinica by three. Benedictine will be putting it back in play. Out on top, it'll come to Morales. Over to Josie. Weiser has it knocked out of her hand, but she's able to save it. Topside, Dubert. Right side of Morales. Backs in, drives in, turns, shoots too strong. Rebound followed up and in. Josie. Big bucket for Josie Weiser. Her first points of the fourth quarter. 18 tonight for Josie. 3 minutes to play. Peru with a basketball leading it by one. 65-64. Bobcats topside. Now the feed, and as the ball is batted away by Morales, they'll say that she reached around, picking up her third foul. And now for Benedictin, that'll be team foul three. So the Lady Ravens have only one foul to give. 2:55 to go. Peru, inbound pass, batted away by Morales. Here comes Dubert. Benedictin looking to retake the lead. Dubert down the court. Stops, top of the key, inside the arc. Comes right side, Josie, head fake, in, 15-footer, no. Rebound, lots of contact, no foul, Dubert from 12, got it. Lon Dubert, and the Ravens go in front, 66-65, and 2.5 to go. And on the upcourt play, the trailing official calls a foul, and I think maybe he's going to be on Dubert. No, it's going to be on Kennedy. So Nicholson, who has two fouls now, one in the opening quarter, now this one here in the fourth. It'll be Benedictin at team foul four. So for the rest of the game, the last 2:29, Peru State is shooting free throws. Bobcats have committed three fouls, by the way, if you're keeping track at home. Haley Ingram with it. Bobcats three-point shot. Wide right. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Morales. Dubert back up court. Drives. Stops on the block. Shot. Deflected, and they're going to call her jump ball possession. Benedictin. So a nice break for Benedictin. Ravens will be putting in the paint the baseline. 22 on the shot clock. Comes into Josie right in front of the Raven bench. It's a really long three. It's wide to the left side, and the rebound is going to be allowed to tumble out of bounds. Peru State will have it back in. Two minutes to play. And here's your timeout. It's going to be taken by the Bobcats and head coach Mike Seibrich. Taking a break, Joseph. 2 minutes to go in the game. It is Benedictin 66, Peru State 65.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Good evening and welcome back here to Peru, Nebraska, where the Benedictin Lady Ravens, 2:02 to play in the game, lead by the slimmest possible margin. It is 66-65. Happy to have you along with us, everybody. Joseph's in the studio tonight, running and board, producing and engineering and all that stuff. Tom Kautzich, courtside, and Peru State has the basketball and putting it back in play. They'll drive down the right side of the lane. You're going to throw it away. Ravens get it back. So Benedictin will come up with a loose basketball with a minute 55 left, and they are protecting a single-point lead. BC walks it up. It's going to be Dubert with the basketball. Out on top of the Stork, over to the left side of Josie. Josie, baseline left, crosses over, feeds in the corner, out on top. KN three, yeah! Nicholson for three! Minute and a half to go. It is 69-65, and suddenly Benedictin has a two-possession lead. Shot from the left side. Off the mark. Rebound Ravens, and now Coach Folsom standing up in front of his ear says, hey, slow it down. Let's get real patient. Lady Ravens are going to take their time with this one. Way out on top is Dubert. Cuts back to the left to the 20-foot mark, keeping the dribble alive. Now plays off a screen for Morales. Shot clock at 7. The driving shot, no good, but a foul by Peru State on the shot. So on the shot, Peru State picks up that personal foul. And Benedictine with a 4-point lead and 54 seconds left. If you're keeping the scorebook at home, that will be foul number three by Kylie Diaz. First of two Dubert free throws is good. Lauren, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Having a big, big game. Second one gets them both. It is now 71-65. First State's going to have to be very efficient with this possession. At the free throw line, lots of steps. The shot goes up and misses. Stork rebounds it down. Coach on his feet now, telling his team, slow it down, ladies. Pass comes out on top to Nicholson. Half a minute to go in the ball game. Shot clock at 17, and we're going to get a Peru State foul. So the Bobcats pick up the foul. 25 seconds left, and for Benedictine this time, it'll be Kennedy Nicholson coming to the line. Nicholson looks it, eyes it, shoots and scores it. She hit that big three a moment ago. Hits that free throw. This one, perfect. Gets them both. And do we get a Peru timeout? Yeah. Peru State taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to do it with 25 seconds of play. Lady Ravens 73, Peru State 65.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Back with you here in the Wheeler Activity Center. And the Benedictine Lady Ravens about ready to start the conference season with a W. Here we go. It'll be Peru State basketball. In play from the 20-foot mark on the left side. Quickly it comes in. 3-point shot up. No good. Rebound tipped around. Offensive board. And then Peru's going to lose it out of bounds. So for Benedictine, it'll be put in play deep in the backcourt. And Peru's going to shift into a full court pressure. 19 seconds to go. It will come into Dubert, who is immediately fouled. And back up court with it. We're going to come. That'll be McKinley Toby getting her second foul of the game. Both of them haven't come in this quarter. Free throw, right there. Lauren Dubert continues to shoot very well tonight. 5 of 5 at the line. And 6 of 6. Getting another timeout for Peru, or are we going to take a full timeout, or are we just substituting? No? They're going to call a timeout. Joseph, let's just hang on to it. What do you say? We'll be at the end of the game here, 19 seconds from now, and Benedictine goes up double digits, 75-65. And here's kind of what happened. The Ravens were down 65-62. And have run off 13 unanswered. Now, I'm telling you, if there's a recipe for winning and losing, recipe for losing is letting your opponent outscore you 13 to nothing in the last 440. So that's right. Peru has not scored since 440 to play. They've gone in about 4.5 minutes without a point in the fourth quarter. Here's a half-court three, up no good. Rebound, Josie. She's going to grab the ball and kind of fight through it. Gets it over to Dubert, who gets fouled with 9 seconds to go. And back to the free throw line will come Benedict. And with all of her teammates staying in the backcourt, it will be Lauren Dubert. Couple of shots coming up here for Lauren. The senior free throw's good. Lauren Dubert out of Beloit, Kansas. Second free throw, also good. And it's 77-65. And will Peru get a bucket in the last 4.5 minutes? Uncontested layup. There it is. Ingram's going to hit it, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight, Benedictine 77, Peru State 67. Wait a minute. Hold on, Joseph. The officials. Oh, my goodness. Here's the deal. We're going to call it good. The officials stopped the game at 2.3 seconds left. Now Coach Folsom is going to take a timeout. We're going to do the same thing, taking a timeout. I'm going to call it. Final score, Benedictine 77, Peru State 67.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
For the last time, Ravens put the ball in play and the time ran out. Ravens win it tonight 77-67. And I'm doing a little quick mathematics here. We'll get you some numbers. Let's recap scoring first of all for Peru State. Really nice game for Natasha Deal. Had a huge third quarter, ended up 16 tonight to lead her team in scoring. Following her, it was McKinley Toby with a dozen. 10 tonight for Kylie Diaz, and Haley Ingram had 9. 8-point game for Peru State, Kali Reyes. 5 this evening for Savannah Bingham, and 2 for Tatum Miller. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom. Let's run these numbers. 20 is what it looks like for Lauren Dubert. So Lauren Dubert with 23 tonight for Benedictine. 18 for Josie Weiser. Did not only score 2 in the fourth quarter. So she's going to fourth quarter, 2 points there. 8 apiece for Jennifer Jacobs and Riley Rottinghouse. Right behind them, Nicole Stork with 7 points, all of them from the first half. And that rounds out the Benedictine scoring. So again, 23 for Lauren Dubert in the Benedictine win on the road here this evening. Tell you what, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. Guys, teams are heading out of the court, and they're going to be warming up. Second half of our CARE Radio basketball doubleheader will be underway before you know it. Final score again in the ladies' game. It was Benedictine 77. Prairie State 67. Don't go far. We'll be back. Guys' game coming up.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.